Hello, I'm Jo Faye, and this is a Swiss Info podcast. Swiss Info is the multilingual and international public media company of Switzerland. It's 20 years since Concorde made its final commercial flight, ending the first era of supersonic travel. Concorde made its first flight in 1973, flying at twice the speed of sound, so you could get from London to New York in about 3 hours. It was discontinued in 2003 after a crash near Paris killed everyone on board. The fact that it was noisy and expensive to run also contributed to its cancellation. Now, a small company in Western Switzerland wants to bring supersonic passenger planes back and make them green. A Swiss startup, Destinus, in Payerne, is part of a new generation of aviation pioneers trying to reintroduce high-speed travel using clean hydrogen. They say their 400-passenger hypersonic aircraft will be able to take you anywhere on Earth within half a day. But the road ahead is long and expensive, as our video journalist Julie Hunt found out.
I'm in Payerne, Western Switzerland, where a small company with big ideas is developing hydrogen-powered planes that could travel at 5 times the speed of sound. That's not supersonic like Concorde, but even faster, it's hypersonic. The company is called Destinus, and the CEO is Mikhail Kokorich, a Russian physicist, inventor, and entrepreneur.
Supersonic and hypersonic aviation of the future can only rely on hydrogen as the most viable fuel option.
This is the groundbreaking ceremony of a new 1,200 square meter hydrogen park in Payerne. Scientists are burying artifacts from failed experiments to be dug up by future generations.
Okay, we will take a photo, so if you can move a little bit to the side.
Take a photo.
This has been billed as the first private test site in Switzerland to develop hydrogen technologies for transport and energy. I wanted to take the pulse of the project and understand the challenges for hydrogen fuel planes. Inside a giant hangar at the park stands the Destinus 3 prototype. It's 10 metres long, has a wingspan of 3.5 metres and is a hybrid between an airplane and a rocket. Martina Lückfist, head of business development at Destinus, told me more.
I'm standing right in front of our supersonic prototype that we plan to fly on liquid hydrogen, and it's going to be the world's first supersonic flight on hydrogen for 2025.
The plane will take off and land horizontally from airports using a hydrogen-fed jet engine. The idea is that once it reaches a certain altitude and speed, the plane will switch to a ramjet engine, where superheated air is taken in through a duct, mixed with fuel and ignited. That will accelerate it to Mach 5, a hypersonic velocity. What you hear is a previous prototype flying high in 2023. But there are many technical challenges ahead. Hypersonic flight is hot. The nose cone and wings can reach more than 1,000 degrees Celsius while travelling at about 6,116 kilometres per hour. Destinus has to prevent the structural materials from failing in that super hot environment. Philip Silva, a mechanical engineer at Destinus, tells me how the company plans to overcome these hurdles. He shows me diagrams of the heat exchangers.
One of the nicest advantages also of hydrogen, it's actually the best coolant in the world. So these are tiled heat exchangers where hydrogen would come in and will cool down.
I ask Philip Silva what else Destinus needs in order to realize its hypersonic ambitions.
So the main challenge, in my opinion, is one, lowering the cost of hydrogen. So the price of hydrogen today is around 18 to 20 euros a kilogram for aerospace use. It has to go down to 8 to 10 euros a kilogram. Having hydrogen available in areas of Europe where we need to fly, where we need to use it, and also having green hydrogen created from renewable sources. So green hydrogen in other countries are basically from solar panels or windmills, etc. In Switzerland, it will be hydroelectric dams because we have all the hydroelectric powers, all the hydroelectric capabilities.
Philip Silver believes destiners should not be too fussy in the beginning about what kind of hydrogen it uses, as long as it's not produced using fossil fuels.
So they are searching for white hydrogen in Switzerland, and they are producing around 600 tons a year of green hydrogen in Switzerland today. First, we should develop hydrogen-enabling technologies and not really care about the colors. At the end, it's hydrogen. It's better than fossil fuels, no matter which way it's produced, if it's not produced with coal energy. And then we can really open up the spectrum, improve the technology, and then really focus on making it as green as possible.
Watch out now. Have you ever heard this? Noisy sonic booms were a drawback for Concorde, the first supersonic passenger-carrying commercial airplane. They also have to be considered by destiners. The boom happens when you fly above the speed of sound at supersonic or hypersonic velocities. During supersonic and hypersonic cruise, destiners plans to fly above unpopulated areas, such as seas or deserts, to avoid breaking noise regulations. The destiners developers say their planes will be quiet enough to operate from standard airports for takeoff and landing. So what's the timetable for the rollout? Kokoric says Destiners 3 will fly with a kerosene-fueled turbojet engine for the first time at the end of this year. Then in 2025, they will add a hydrogen-powered afterburner to reach supersonic velocities.
The big goal is to develop a 400-passenger aircraft that is going to fly at hypersonic velocities and take you anywhere on Earth in 4 hours, so direct flight from London to Sydney, 4 hours. And this one is going to come in the 2040s, so it's going to take us some time to get there. But before then, we are developing a smaller aircraft that can take around 25 passengers and fly from, say, London to New York in 1.5 hours. So it's going to be the Concorde, but a bit faster, and then run entirely on hydrogen.
But Destiners faces stiff competition from a handful of startups working on a hypersonic flight. The main challenges are Hermes and Boom Supersonic in the United States.
Our goal is to complete that challenge, to fly passengers across oceans at hypersonic speeds before this young decade is out.
Aviation specialists agree that many hydrogen storage, supply chain, and infrastructure challenges have to be overcome before hydrogen-powered aircraft can become a reality in passenger transport. It could take decades. But that doesn't stop scientists and entrepreneurs from dreaming big. Spanish astronaut Pedro Duque, who is on the board of directors of Destiners, says future generations are counting on today's scientists to take giant steps.
Europe as a whole is a place where we do not have anything that we take from the land that makes us rich. It has to be knowledge, and it has to be innovation, and it has to be doing things first. And even more is Switzerland. You have to take the steps in order to make the knowledge society develop here, because otherwise our children will not have the same standard of living as we have. We have to be bold and go much farther.
Thanks a lot, Julie. And there's clearly a lot of challenges that are still to be overcome before this company can start taking passengers at all. How far off are they, do you think?
Well, there's one company that seems to be ahead in the race, ahead of Destiners. That's called Boom Supersonic. It's a private company based in Colorado in the United States. And 15 of its aircraft, they're called Overture, are to be delivered to United Airlines in 2029. And the plane will be twice as fast as today's passenger planes. So you can go from Newark to London in 3.5 hours, and the planes will run on sustainable aviation fuel. So I think they're going to win the race. It looks like it at the moment anyway. American Airlines has ordered 20 overtures, so we're looking at supersonic travel in around 2029, perhaps.
So it's not too far away.
Conceivably do it with your daughter.
I could, yeah. But I mean, at the beginning of this episode, we mentioned that they could be making planes with around 400 passengers on board. But this is still going to be quite expensive, isn't it, I imagine, to buy a seat on one of those planes. This is not going to have hugely widespread appeal, surely.
So Boom said it'll cost $5,000 to fly from New York to London. So I think it's going to be very exclusive, at least in the beginning. And then we just have to see how it evolves, how popular it becomes.
Mm-hmm. So someone who's got the environment in mind, but also a bit of cash to splash in the right direction, if they so wish to.
Yeah, we're looking at pop stars and footballers, probably.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much, Julie. And now from future travel to ancient history. Next time on the Swiss Connection Science Podcast, we'll take you back to Roman times as we're joining a team of archaeologists digging up an ancient battle site in the Swiss Alps. Today's episode was recorded and edited by our science and video journalist, Michele Andina. For more content, visit our website, swissinfo.ch. I'm Jo Fay. Thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm Imogen Folks from Swiss Info's Inside Geneva podcast. On February 24th, 2022, Russia attacked Ukraine. The invasion caused Europe's largest refugee crisis since World War II. And during the year-long conflict, tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands of people, soldiers and civilians, have been killed. Over the past year, a number of episodes of Inside Geneva have looked at the heavy humanitarian toll of the war and its wider implications for the world. We've been joined by historians and international human rights experts to ask about the background to the invasion. We've talked to major UN aid agencies about how the war in Ukraine is impacting other humanitarian crises. And we've asked if sanctions or war crimes investigations can stop or at least limit this conflict. If you're particularly concerned by the war in Ukraine, do listen to these episodes. You can find Inside Geneva, free to listen, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and all your usual podcast apps.